cute. Pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning, man. I just thought of something I had to do. Isn't it funny how your brain works? Just as we're ready to go on the air, I just was reminded of something I got to do. Man, don't let me forget that. Hey, I'm going to Worthington, Kilbourne again this morning. I'm going back to the high school for the second round with those kids. This will be really, really good because I told you the first time, guys wanted to buy hats. Guys were, they were going crazy. It's bringing life to those guys. We get to go back and do that again today. So as soon as the show's over, I got to duck and run, duck and cover, whatever. Got to get moving on it. And then I thought maybe I ought to start doing some type of finder's fee. Is there such thing as a finder's fee? An agent? I feel like I ought to become Jared Heath's agent. I get a look on the computer last night. He's got David Arthur's show gone. He's got Dr. Mike Spalding's show going on. And he's got David Heavener's show going on. I'm thinking, Jiminy Crimey, where's my kickback on all these things, Jared? And then, by the way, if you didn't get a chance, it was really good last night. Mike Spalding's show was good. He had on Brandon House, and David Heavener had on John Ramirez talking about demonology and demons, and they're real, and casting them out, and good stuff there, and good stuff. So, Jared, may you, as Bob, somebody would say, may your tribe increase. And folks, go to that David Heavener. If you haven't. I think David Heavener is like $3.95 a month, $3.95 a month, something like that. And I subscribe to it, but I never really check it. And then yesterday he did a live broadcast, and it was really good, really good. So I'm all about trying to promote other guys and good stuff that they're doing. So praise the Lord for David and Jared and all that good stuff that's going on. Got 28 of you in here this morning. Gonna wait for get Jared, wake Jared up down there, and make him and get more people to join. Sometimes I try to get away from this stuff, and sometimes I can't. And this is one of those mornings when I can't get away from. Just can't get away from. So bear with me a little bit. I'm gonna take you in there. I told you I was gonna talk about the election. I still want to. The cheating that's going on is just unbelievable. And I don't want to talk about it yet because it just makes me mad. They think that we live in a freaking banana republic. It's like we're playing a basketball game, and after the game's over, they go back and say, "Oh, look, Joe made shots before the game. See, look at all these shots he made during warm-up. Like, we got to add those to the total." And Billy, look at Billy during football. He was practicing before the game. He was kicking field goals, and he made 10 of them, went through there. We got to add 30 more points to our score. It's amazing what we're watching going on. Now I got some insight on that. What's really, really happening behind the scenes? But I don't want to dive into that. I can't get away from this other thing. All right, hey Jared, pull up my Facebook page real quickly. I was excited to see. I didn't see this live. You know, we went down to Texas. Many of you know, and down in Austin for the Planned Parenthood event down there. Listen, I hear from people, and they call it incrementalism. So you're never going to win this by just defunding Planned Parenthood. We have to demand complete abolition of abortion. Duh. How stupid do you think I am? You know, I'm becoming more and more convinced of this. People are so religious in so many of their beliefs. They think they have the only truth. Now, you want to try to do something. Come and sit in this chair and juggle everything that's going on and try to make a show and have it make sense. All right? Now, I support the defunding of Planned Parenthood. I want to end abortion, but I support the defunding of Planned Parenthood. Am I now a compromiser because I want to do that?
Well, Dave, no. Sorry, but
go ahead.
The
say, well, we sent out an email to everybody on your email list. I mean, everybody with the step plan, contact your congressman, send them this, the president, your Congress, Senate, president, all that, all your local people. I suggested all that, fast and pray, all that. And, you know, so we're doing more than just standing there or talking about it.
Yeah, I know that. But it's just amazing that, to me, the guys that have all the great ideas and aren't doing anything with their ideas, I'm about up to my ears with them, you know. We're making great progress in some of the stuff we're doing. I'm not trying to discourage anybody that's watching this show. We're getting some good stuff done, and I'm excited to be doing it. And I want to show you, I asked Jared to go to my Facebook page. I want to show off here a little bit. And I don't want to show off, but this is kind of stuff that makes me proud, okay? Now, InfoWars, is that it? There it is. InfoWars. You see right on the home page right now, there's a video of InfoWars, 61,453 views on this one video from InfoWars alone. Now, this, Jared, go ahead and turn this on, because I want you to hear Ray LeBlanc. I'm not going to, here's what we can do. We could sit back. We could say, man, we got to get so-and-so. He's the apologist. Let's get him talking here, and let's get so-and-so. And I was really, just really happy and really impressed when I began to watch this. Jared, turn this thing on and scroll down the bottom until we see Ray LeBlanc. And here's what happened. Owen Schroyer, Infowars.com. Owen Schroyer, there he is. Well, he went around and he talked to our folks. He talked to Ray, and Ray made sense. And he talked to Linda Tibbs, and Linda made sense. And he talked to Leslie, and Leslie made sense. And he talked to this just so encouraged me. Get down, keep scrolling up. There's Ray's ugly old mug. Now, let's listen a little bit to how Ray. I know this. Ray has learned the argument. He now can articulate the argument. Now, here's what we have to get. All right. Ray's not a professional apologist. He's not a professional apologist, but he can make the argument. And then something else that was really, really encouraging to me is Owen Schroyer. These guys continued to show these abortion pictures. I don't care where you go. When we put these abortion pictures out there, the media does not show them. Boy, they did yesterday. Man, they did on this one. This is all on my webpage or Facebook page if you want to see it. But go ahead and let's listen. See how Ray does here. 63,000 people have been listening to Ray. Because what are we trying to do? We're trying to train, equip, and mobilize all of you to be able to make the argument wherever you go. Let's listen to old Ray here. Go ahead.
Now, Jared. This is a sign that they use to let people know that the child that you abort, it has hands, it has feet, it has physical representations of a human, and they try to dehumanize these aborted people to say, oh, it's just a fetus or it's just a bag of mush or something like that. So they use this image with the hands and the feet and the ribs. But, you know, now, sir, it's actually getting sicker. They're now saying in the British Medical Journal that if you abort even a newborn baby, there's no morals involved in that.
A newborn baby.
That was in the British Medical Journal, sir.
See, what's happening, Owen, is the science is finally caught up. Back in 1973, we didn't have graphic pictures like this, you know, and they were ill-gotten information, and this got pushed through, but this is the reality. We see it. We see these little fingers moving in the womb now. The graphics are so clear. It's irrefutable, and we need to make that stand. It's no longer, it's good for 26 weeks. It's good 22 weeks, and then you can kill it. No, abolitionists, this has got to end. Just like we ended slavery, just like during the Holocaust, when the Germans, we saw pictures. Eisenhower, I believe, was the president then. He said, I want pictures. I want the world to never forget what happened. And that's what we're doing out here and across this land. I've been to abortion clinics in Kentucky, and I'm out in Wisconsin now. Go out there in Milwaukee. We're all over. And people are gathering together just like we are. So there's a rise of spirit against this animosity, against this evil murdering going on right now.
And I believe when we look back.
Jared, right? Now, Jared, that's good. Jared, scroll a little bit farther ahead, and then we're going to hear from Linda Tibbs. Folks, I just think this is important for all of us to understand that you're going to be put in situations where daddy can't be there to hold your hand. keep going. You got to learn the argument, the debate yourself, to be able to articulate it. Keep going. There, who's that? Oh, that's David Davis. Let's listen. Get to hear a minute or two from David Davis. He gets to his opportunity to speak to 61,000 people. There's Karen.
Yeah.
Karen Thomas.
And they don't make access for people like us easy to try and help save those babies that they're killing. It's sad.
Are you from Austin, ma'am?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask some people from Austin because you talked about how they're getting the rent for $1 a month. I mean, it's crazy. They get all these benefits from the government, and they are aborting children. It's totally immoral. It's totally illegal. We can't even get funding for a wall at the border, but, oh, Planned Parenthood, it's $500 million.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It's outrageous. Well, thank you for coming out here.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
That's Karen.
Right, this individual
Karen.
Right here. Now, this guy, now he's taking a big risk wearing those Oklahoma Sooners.
Karen David.
Sweatpants in Austin. He's not going to catch any trouble from me. He's not going to catch any trouble from me. Uh-oh. What has he got here? He's going double.
Another OU shirt.
All right, well, we're not going to hold that against you. We're not going to hold that against you. So, sir, what made you want to come out here today?
Because it's the right thing to do. When we got over, I don't know what the count is up now, but it was 62 million since Roe.
61,000 people in that picture.
Somebody's got to be a voice for those little innocent boys and girls that are being killed. Somebody's got to be a voice for them. I mean, we live in a nation now that everybody thinks it's all right to murder a child when it's not. God's word says that it's the shedding of innocent blood. He's against it. Period. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's against it. And we get people that think that, you know, it's all right to tear apart a baby. I mean, a lot of people
sell its body parts.
And sell the body parts. It's not all right. It's not all right. I mean, it cuts. If you want to cut right down to the heart of the matter, you got to think how that makes God.
Folks, I want to freeze that picture right there. Can you freeze it, Jared? Folks, do you see the white fingers on the left of the baby as you look at it? That's the doctor's fingers with a glove on. It gives you an idea of the size of this little baby. Look at that. Unbelievable. 61,000 people are looking at this picture right now. I've looked at this picture. Who knows how many were looking at it live when it was being broadcast. So whether you know it, the Bible says that you're going to be before governors and kings as a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Think not what you shall speak, but shall be given unto you that same hour what you shall speak, because it's not you that speaks, it's your Father that speaks through you. So because David got connected here, he's now speaking to 61,000 people. Because Karen got connected here, she's speaking to 61,000 people. Because Linda Tibbs got connected here, she's speaking to 61,000 people. This is. I just want to encourage you all, folks. You don't always get to speak to 61,000 people, but David Davis is being heard by more people than have probably heard him in his whole life. Amen. Folks, this is all on my webpage. It's an hour, or a Facebook page. It's an hour. Come on. It's an hour and 15 or 20 minutes, whatever. But there's some good stuff. Good old Salt and Light Brigade members standing up for Jesus, making the argument, articulating it. And I'm going to tell you this. Owen is learning as this has gone on. You guys are spewing facts to Owen that he didn't know before. Now, he probably would never admit that. But I watched some of this yesterday, and I watched his evolution as he was asking questions. I bet he'd never seen these pictures. I bet he never had. And InfoWars, thank God for InfoWars, they'll show them. Most people won't show the pictures. Okay, so we can shut that down there. Anybody got a comment they want to make before I move on here? I just want to make sure we got that in there.
Just want to say that life begins at conception. There's no death involved, so there's no way these people can say, oh, it's not alive. That's just stupid. It's insane. Well,
we're going to make the argument for him, though. I'm telling you. By the way, I got a nice email from Owen yesterday, and we're in, and we're going to do this again, and we're going to turn out more of us out there in Austin, Texas, because that's where the media is. Anybody else want to jump in? Don't have to. Just want to make sure you got a chance to say what you said. I want to say to all of you, I'm proud of every one of you. And Victor came along. I jumped in here at the end. At the end of this, the last minute or so, minute and a half maybe, at the end of the broadcast, I jumped in there. And I only jumped in because Victor made me, drug me over there to do it. I was standing back again, watching our team play. Ray could say it. I didn't have to say it. Linda could say it. I didn't have to say it. Karen could say it. I didn't have to say it. Leslie could say it. I didn't have to say it. And to me, that's great. Cool. All right. Anybody for the good of the group here before we get rolling today?
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Have Jared pull up Proverbs 12:2.
Proverbs 12, verse 2.
I was in after the Planned Parenthood or the clinic over here where they blessed that place over there.
Yeah.
We visited a church this weekend. There's a little church in Howard. And the guy's really good. He's ex-drug addict, alcoholic. He's a pastor now. And we've hooked up with him here recently. Really good guy. So we get over there. We just surprise him, visit his church. And this was the scripture he was using. And then he brings up, he's like, Jeff, tell him about going to that abortion clinic where them pastors were praying for them. So he had me stand up. These people were shocked. But it was just weird how that all worked out. But I got to address the whole congregation over there, and they were just floored. And this guy says, his pastor says, we've got to start teaming up with these people. Some of the things these guys do. So that was good. It was different.
Amen. You don't hear that much. And you know what? There is so much wicked stuff going on with the approval of the church. A good man attaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. And a man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. So we're sitting here. I'm watching this election thing. Open, blatant cheating. And ain't nobody saying anything. Doesn't seem to be anybody doing anything about it. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver. And the wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. We got to stand up and push back and do some stuff. All right? Cool. Jared, let's go to Genesis 1. I can't get away from this. I told you I can't. I got Mark Trump laying in the ready here this morning. I was going through my Bible this morning, Genesis 1, and I just got to just bear with me, okay? Here's where I'm headed. A good school teacher lets everybody know what the lesson's about. Listen, folks, this is really important, okay, when you're trying to educate somebody. Most people, we don't all think the same way. And so if you ever take somebody to the movies and you're sitting at the movie and the person sitting beside you is totally nervous because they want to know how the movie ends. They want to know whether it's good ending or a bad end because they cannot concentrate on what's going on because they don't know how it ends. So when you're going to do a lesson, you teach somebody a lesson, it's always good to tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. So that's the way you make it. That's the way you're right, and that's the way you make an argument. Tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. Give them a little bit of a review at the end of it. So listen, I'm going to talk to you today. Mark Trump and I are going to talk to it today because I couldn't get past that directed energy weaponry from yesterday. I couldn't get by it. And it brought me back again this morning to Genesis and the fact that we were reading Genesis. So I want you to understand now that I'm going to take what the word of God says in regards to energy. And that's where we're going to end up here. Okay. And I'm going to connect some dots that you probably would have never connected. In fact, I never connected some of them. So I want you to see this. This is amazing. This is amazing. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void. And was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, boys and girls, right there is energy. The Spirit of God moved upon the face. So there's energy created. The energy isn't doing anything. What was it Jesus said? Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. He says it's like the wind. You don't know where it comes from or you don't know where it goes, but you feel the effect of it. So here at the very beginning of creation, energy's there. What do they call that, Mark? Potential energy? Potential energy's present? Well, I wish I'd have studied science. And then God said. So God spoke, and that energy formed or coalesced or was focused. And God said, boom, he ignited that energy. Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the day. And God called the light day. Look. God said, and God called. They're not the same thing. God said, and God called. God said, let there be light. And then God called the light day and the dark. See, both of them are an expenditure of some type of energy, but there's a difference between God calling something and God saying, ooh, man, I felt that one.
Amen.
God called the light day and the darkness he called night. Nothing happened. He just called them things. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And then God said, boom, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. God made the firmament, divided the waters, and we're under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. It was so. And God did what? He called the firmament. Ooh, what does that mean? What's the difference between speaking it and calling it? Man, I got to dig into that. And God called the firmament heaven. He named it. In the evening and the morning were the second day. And then God said, boom! Wow, feel this, Mark? Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters, he called seas. And God said, he didn't say it was good. He saw that it was good. Oh, that's another type of energy, isn't it? And then God said, boom! Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit of the tree yielding fruit after its kind, and seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs and yielding seed and the tree, and saw it itself and its kind. God saw it, and it's good. In the evening and the morning was the third day. And then God said, kaboom! Let there be lights in the firmament of the... You guys, are you following this here? There is power. There is energy in God's spoken word. He sent his word and healed them. Wow. Wow. Crazy. I don't want to get onto this because I just got to show you something. There is something going on. It's not going on, Mark. It's just being revealed to me. This whole energy thing. It is so important. And we haven't yet figured it out. But I'm going to tell you something. The devil's kids have. They're figuring out this energy thing. I ought to reach over and put on my tinfoil. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to put on my cheese hat. In the honor of Rob Pugh, I'm going to put on the cheese hat and wonder about this fallen angel technology. What happened? Somewhere along the line, we went from riding horses to flying jets. In two generations, riding horses to flying in jets.
Hey, Coach, let me jump in here.
Sure.
Hey, it's not tinfoil hat when they got private agencies. You can go online right now and find private agencies to make it rain and make it not rain. The phrase doesn't exist, conspiracy or tinfoil hat. All of that, that's old and it shouldn't even be really used anymore. That's how real this stuff is. China has a national weather modification office.
Oh, Lord, help us, Lord. Lord, help us. All right, all right, all right. So let's do this real quick, because Mark, I asked Mark Trump to come in and talk to us a little bit about energy and waves. And come on, it's really exciting me. 5G and 4G and AM and FM and shortwave and X-ray. There's something to this, isn't there? God spoke and his spirit hovered on the face. Oh, my goodness. So it's about energy, isn't it? The use of energy. So I saw this. I couldn't get away from it all day yesterday. The fires in California. And the perfect example of what is directly in front of it, and we cannot see it. We can, but nobody points it out to us. So we cannot see it. So, okay, you sitting down? Hang on, Mark, before I get you in. God, we've got 25 minutes gone already. Jared, go down to Judith Woods dust. Boys and girls, I'm going to take you back to 2001, 911, 2001. That's not it. I don't think, Jared. One says dust and one says jumpers. Which one do you have up there, bud? That might be the right one. Because I remember shortly after, okay, you got it. Dr. Judith Wood, I don't know if you guys have followed her research at all. She was talking long, long time ago about directed energy weapons or what brought down the towers. It was directed energy weapons that brought down the towers. I remember saying that. I thought, what? What? Because we're going to see here that when this thing falls, everything turns to dust. It wasn't fire. These are steel beams. They turned to dust. That 911 tower fell into a pile of dust. This is just a 2-minute and 38-second clip from a presentation that Dr. Judith Wood made regarding directed energy. Go ahead.
Fell apart into those prefabricated chunks. So here's a wheat chex falling to the ground. Turns out it never reached the ground. Turned to dust first. Here's a slow motion image of these pieces coming down. And a little bit into it, you'll see a piece falling down this corner in front of it. That's the corner of Vesey Street and West Street.
Jared, can you enlarge that at all? I don't know if you can.
This is the one coming here.
Well, she's going to show you one that's going to disintegrate on its way down.
Yeah, you see this like a stick. Mm-hmm. Keep watching it.
Say, she's going to circle it. Hang with her a second. The big beam. Watch it disintegrate.
It turns to dust. In a minute, we're going to look down that intersection where this stuff should have landed. I have a faster one of this, but notice how all this is trailing dust. That's not from a dirty windowsill. Here's the faster one. It'll play a few times. You also see things squirting out as it moves down.
Energy, power. He spent more and healed them.
It turns dust.
Wow. Okay, Jared, you can stop that one. Now I got to show you something else. Mark, I'm going to bring you in here in a second. I promise. I got to show you a second one. Jared, pull the one up there about the jumper. I watched this video and I could not believe it. I could not believe it. This stuff is beginning to make so much sense. Dr. Judy Wood talking about the jumpers. The people who jumped out of the windows. Listen to this. Go ahead, Mark. Or Jared.
Yeah, the so-called jumpers. There he goes. We refer to them as jumpers, but did they really jump? They left the building, but we don't know why. Here's the airplane-shaped hole. This wingtip always gets to me how thin it is. And we have some interesting people up here hanging out of the 105th floor. Closer look, looks like this guy's taking his pants off. This guy has his shirt off. Now, if there's a fire in there, your clothes protect you from fire. We don't see smoke coming out these windows. What's going on here? Why on earth would someone want to take their clothes off outside the building? They want to live. They're hanging on to the building. This guy's hanging from one hand and one foot, taking his pants off. Let's say he has some weird fetish that he just needs to take his pants off. Well, if there's smoke inside, you take a big deep breath, step in, get the pants off, step back out. Why hang from the outside of the building? Well, if I were there and if I was told the building's on fire, I'm going to head to the bathroom right away before we lose water pressure. Wet down whatever extra clothing I have around, wrap around my head, and head for the stairs. I'd be wet. If the fire sprinklers came on, I'd be wet. If they didn't come on, it was hot, I'd be wet, sweating. Good chance that their clothing was wet. Now, why would they want to take off wet clothing? You ever heard of active denial system? I'm not saying that's what this is, but just as a parallel, it's a microwave. They put it for crowd control. And it makes you think that you're burning up, so you just have to get out of there. You just leave no matter what. You don't think about it. So maybe some people were jumping from that. Would be a good reason why you'd want to take your clothes off.
George, you can just freeze that. Microwave
is...
Folks, I've seen this video, not this one, but this picture many, many times, and it never dawned on me. There's no fire. There's no smoke. There's nothing where these people are jumping out. And Judith Wood is saying, is it possible that there was some type of microwave energy that was making them feel like they were on? Wow, this goes back to 911. Holy smoke. Mark Trump, come in here. Help me out, man.
Well, Coach, I mean, the data speaks for itself, and more that folks are looking at it, the less that can be covered up. So there's many ways that things like that can happen. It's just difficult to believe. So
how does this directed energy thing? Folks, I'm trying to connect for us the directed energy fires that we saw in California, still seeing in California, by the way, where the houses are burned. It's supposed to be a stinking forest fire, folks. It's supposed to be a forest fire, yet the forest isn't burning. Now, it is in some areas, but it's not burning everywhere. These houses are being burnt, but the trees aren't.
So microwave energy works on the basis of exciting the atoms in a material. And if those atoms can't move, they heat up due to friction as the atoms bounce back and forth against each other and gather more and more energy. So more dense materials like steel, more conductive materials can attract and collect that energy, and whereas less dense materials can just spread. Water can heat up and turn to steam. Wood can catch on fire, turn to gas. But metal just simply heats up to its melting point. And as it heats up, metal catches things on fire around it. So that's why the pictures you showed yesterday of the engine block melted with the fiberglass hood intact, it's because the fiberglass didn't react to the radiation. It's an insulator, whereas the aluminum block is a conductor, and it collected that energy, it heated up, the aluminum vibrated. So I sent Jared a series of links to technologies. The very last one is a military weapon. It's made by Booz Allen Hamilton.
We know they have these, right, Mark? As Bobby just said, this isn't tinfoil hat. This isn't make-believe. We know they have these things.
So this is a piece of collateral for Booz Allen's Hamilton's direct energy weapon they mount on ships. So, of course, it makes sense that we would want the military armed with defenses that can track a warhead and take out the navigation system.
Star Wars, isn't that what
render it defenseless? So,
Star Wars.
Prior to this, I worked on the equivalent 30-millimeter cannon that would lock onto a warhead and shoot it down, moving Mach 2 plus. So this system was called the CWIS, a close-in weapon system. Looked like the R2-D2. It had two radars on it, search and track, and it could lock on to a moving missile, and it could hit a golf ball a mile away with a 30-pound uranium-depleted round. So that's Yeah, go ahead.
Let me stop a second so people understand it. It took me a while to figure out. That's the way GPS works, folks. It triangulates, all right?
Right. Right.
The triangulation, a signal goes up, a signal comes down, and they triangulate. That's how they can tell exactly where you are through this triangulation process. Go ahead, Mark.
Jared, go back to that. Let's talk about that. All of these pictures are a piece of equipment I qualified on. So basically, I'd be on the deck. They'd be shooting it. It's called a pack fire, pre-aim calibration. So the way this weapon works with the R2-D2 looking thing, the bubble, is up in the top of it is a track radar. Down in the bottom of it is a scan radar. And basically it can check the azimuth, the altitude, in a linear line. So if a missile's coming in and you held up a piece of paper and you move that paper from left to right, that would give you the bearing of that missile coming in. And then you could elevate your gun until the track radar is pointing directly at the altitude of it. So basically, the way that a PAC fire works, this is really interesting, is that that radar system paints a radar picture about a yard by yard wide. So you got all this energy, you know, out there 1,500 yards painted with this radar system, and then it fires a 3-second burst through it. And when those uranium depleted rounds go through the radar window 1500 yards off the boat, it self aligns. It gets the radar echoes of the bullets going through that radar window, and it self aligns to the center. During a 3-second burst, it can do that. And this thing can shoot about 100 rounds a second.
So, Mark, are you telling me that we might already have the technology to shoot down incoming nuclear missiles?
Yes, that's what that is. It's equipped on all of our legacy ships. But look at what it has to do. It's got to fire a munition through a radar window accurately enough to hit a golf ball a mile away. Mm. This is the equipment that's being replaced by the direct energy weapons. Okay, so if you go back to that, that's a laser that does the same thing. It locks on to the electronics inside a warhead coming in, and it obliterates it. It melts it, just like the structure in the Twin Towers.
Slow learner here, Mark. Slow learner. So this directed energy thing that was done, if it was done at the Twin Towers, or it was done in these homes, and it heated up the metal first, and the metal forced everything else to disintegrate. Is that what it was, Mark?
That's part of it. That's part of it, because there's a lot of other stuff going on. There's subterranean detonations that possibly occurred. There was the actual concrete dust. You know, where's all the material out of that building? Where did it go? If you put stuff in a microwave, like a bag of popcorn, you know, and you melt it, where's all of that stuff that a microwave would get rid of? So this would be, there's more to it.
Find some of those fire pictures, Jared, if you can, real quickly, and throw them up there. Images that we had yesterday of these homes that are totally burned down, and the trees around them are not. I'm sorry, Mark. I'm just trying to think for the crowd here.
Yeah, well, the most significant picture that you showed yesterday was of the asphalt. There was a line in a street burned into a straight line across the asphalt down into the ground. There's nothing that can do that other than a laser type system. And, you know, it's so obviously.
So Jared's finding them right now, Mark, as you're speaking, so people can see what we're talking about.
So.
But right here, we're looking.
Yeah, it's just the understanding that they're out there should be understood, that we have these weapons. It's not a conspiracy because we use them in war. They're equipped on our combat vessels. The issue is who else has them? And where are they? Star Wars was started a long time ago by President Reagan. And it was a missile deterrent.
Freeze that, Jared.
Using this type of technology. So,
Mark, I got an image up on the screen. I want people to see this. Look at this house, totally, completely consumed, like Mark just said. Trees are all the way around it. Buildings white right next to it. Can somebody please explain to me where the spark came from that started this fire that didn't even get the trees on fire?
It wasn't spark. It was a frequency.
Go ahead, Mark.
That's it. It was a frequency. That's right, Vinny. So all the militaries have these weapons because in order to deter a weapon like that, you got to have a weapon like that. So if we have nuclear missiles, they need a nuclear missile deterrent. So they either have a munition-based deterrent or they have a higher tech one. So China steals our IP continuously. So they, of course, have any intellectual property that the U.S. government or any of our companies have, because they steal it. Nothing is secure. Nothing is protecting the... This is another good picture. the one of the four houses next to the golf course there. I mean, that was a compelling picture. I mean, you know, this is precise. And if you're using microwave energy, it's more broad. It's based on the reflector of the antenna, but not a laser. A laser is based on mirrors, and it's light, and it's much more defined. And there's other companies that have these. So I sent Jared another link to another company that has these.
Mark.
Trees, folks.
Yes, sir.
Trees.
Mark.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Let's assume, here's my question. Mm-hmm. If, in fact, these are self-inflicted fires, what is mm-hmm. the purpose? Why?
Well, let's talk about that in a bit. It has to do with what I said about who has them and about, you know, Reagan starting Star Wars. It has to do with all of the countries having access to space. These aren't land-based weapons necessarily. Now, I'm going to show you how they can be land-based weapons.
Mark, can I stop you a second, Tim?
Sure. Folks,
so let's think about this a second. Let's say the Chinese have this capability. And let's say the Chinese own Malibu, own all that area up there, and they want to make that area uninhabitable so they can come in and reclaim the property that they believe they rightfully own now. And let's say that they're up there with their direct energy weapons and they're burning up. Are they going to tell us that? Is our government going to tell
all
us?
Right. Wouldn't that choices.
Wouldn't that be an attack from a foreign government?
It.
Wouldn't we be at war?
So they first must acknowledge it. If they acknowledge it, then they need to disclose it. So maybe they've acknowledged it because they know the weapons are there. And it's either us doing it or it's someone else doing it. Those are the only choices. So
somebody else. It's a matter of who's doing it.
Stop. That right there is the one I was talking about. Now, how is a fire going to do that?
Going to burn that. wow. I don't have an answer for you.
How's a fire going to do that? You know, that's a line burned across the street.
Look at that, folks. It's cut right across the street.
If they couldn't tell that that was a bridge, it looks like a pretty obscure bridge. They didn't know it had metal structure in it that would react to microwave energy, and that resulted. This is disclosure, okay? So we need to think about, was this disclosed intentionally or unintentionally?
Hmm.
Something like this looks more unintentional to me, whereas something like the houses where they're drawing a line around them is much more intentional. So I think there's a combination of damage here that was done by intentional and unintentional targeting.
Go to that. Is that picture on the screen right now? Is that really what it would look like, you think?
It could look like many different forms, and it could be invisible. But it just depends on the light refraction and the atmosphere conditions. But that much energy, you're going to see something.
Mark, we have this capability. We have this technology. This isn't made.
There you go.
Coach. It's as laity as when we were children. We would take a magnifying glass, and as you adjust it, mm-hmm. you could literally burn the little hole wherever you move that magnifying
that's
glass.
Right.
They put these things out. I mean, that's how simple it is. They can put this out in space. They can adjust and tune this to what Mark was just saying, unseen. You can't see that beam that comes from the backside of that magnifying glass, but it burns wherever you put that dot on.
What a picture. So, you got to remember that when you got that magnifying glass as a little kid and you caught the piece of paper on fire. It's just magnification of those rays waves.
That's right. You got a lens that concentrates the energy into a point, and that's basically what laser energy is. Now, the way it works is if you have an antenna like on your car, which direction is that antenna picking up energy? It's called omnidirectional, all directions. So the way a laser works is you have a a circumference of mirrors that trap the energy and focus them into a beam. So it takes less energy supplied to create a very focused beam and target it on something. But you got to have a very advanced targeting system since the beam's so small. However, a radio station can just stick up a tower and you don't have to target anything. It's an omnidirectional transmission that an omnidirectional antenna can pick up. But an omnidirectional antenna takes a massive, massive, massive amount of power to reach a far distance because you're not concentrating the energy. Whereas a laser, you could power it with a solar panel and a battery bank. And you would fire it, and the batteries would discharge some, and you would have a limited number of firing capabilities as the batteries discharge.
So, folks, think of the laser beam, the laser that you have on your gun, that Chad has on his gun. Takes the light and focuses it to a dot. So we know we have this technology. Go ahead, Mark.
So you sent me an email like at 6:38 saying, how does this work? So you can go through any of these patents. You just do a Google search, go Google patents direct energy weapon. And there's all kinds. There's military patents. There's civilian patents. If you look at this picture, if you can blow that up picture a little bit, you'll see the lenses. And they're usually in a circumference, just like the SeaWiz mount. Wow. Just like that R2-D2. And what those lenses do is they gather the energy and they focus it. So you have space-based weapons, which generate the power, and you have land-based weapons, which are lens-based, which collect that energy and refocus it back to Earth. In other words, you got a targeting computer on Earth that shoots a laser into the sky. That targeting computer adjusts the lens of a satellite system to point that laser back to Earth.
God's word's a laser beam, Mark. God's word's a laser beam, brother.
Laser beam. Light. Mm. Light energy. Light energy. Now, by using a laser, you can cut through a lot of atmosphere. And, you know, there's just system after system. And each of these patents have a summary. You know, they have an abstract as to what it's about, and then they have a summary, they have pictures. And
they write what the patents,
what the patents are for is to show a different capability than some other patent that's there.
Mark,
so they
on our screen right now, it says abstract, an electromagnetic weapon that includes semi-randomly arranged antenna elements and a central weapon computer. The antenna elements are coordinated to functioning as an active phased array capable of finding and executing a resonant mode of a target. The central weapon computer controls all the antenna elements and is able to determine the location of all the antenna. That's exactly what you're saying, Mark.
Yes, so now that exact description is what 5G is. 5G is a phased array antenna where you can actually program a north and south pole on some of the antenna elements and shoot a beam off to the side. Wow. You can program another group of antenna elements in the same array to a different direction. So you can actually use one antenna standing still and point beams all different directions.
Dave.
And that's what 5G is.
Yeah, Rod.
Well, let's agree that there's direct energy weapons. Let's just agree they're present, they have capabilities, and they can be used. I still am I'm intrigued by what is the purpose of burning up houses in the West. I mean,
all right.
Is it testing it? I understand the Chinese could, but I'm just saying, is it testing the weapons? Is it trying to show America that we have them? Because I think there has to be somebody that's going to benefit from using something like this.
I could answer. You go ahead, Mark. I could give my answer. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Dave talked about China wanting the West Coast. Okay, so if there's a play to make the West Coast uninhabitable, there's a lot of ways to do it that are a lot less discreet. This is not discreet. So I'm leaning towards disclosure. I'm leaning towards people are saying to us, by the way, this exists, be scared. There's more coming. I want to show you what we're capable of doing. And then let's see if you react. I think we're being probed. I think our
this could be fake, folks. I just want you to understand that this could be Photoshop, but this is what
this absolutely this is what I believe is happening. I believe that in my opinion, based on my experience, that these things are going to get worse until we have to address it. Chemtrailing, it happened the same way. Finally, Brennan had to get on stage. So if you look up Brennan and chemtrailing, you'll see his video and you can watch all about it. But it came to a point of disclosure. And all of these things that they do before regulation, like airborne pharmaceuticals and nanotech, there will be disclosure. We're not there just yet with nanotechnologies, but there's going to come a point where enough of society gets it that, that they don't have a choice but to disclose it, make a cover story.
Mark, we have a real quick video of Brennan admitting it. Go ahead, Jared.
Often referred to collectively as geoengineering,
that
potentially could help reverse the warming effects of climate change.
One that has gained my personal attention
is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases,
reducing
some risks associated with higher temperatures, providing the world economy additional time.
Listen, Mark, here's what's going on now. I don't know if you how closely you guys have watched this. They're now blaming the fires on what? Global warming. See? They always come back and try to connect the dots in the same way. Go ahead, Mark, or somebody else. We only got about 8 minutes left.
Global warming? Really?
Global warming. Yes, that's it. Global warming.
Yeah, let Jared move through a couple more of the patents, because some of these patents are handheld weapons. I didn't show those, but you can find them. You can look up portable electromagnetic weapon. In this patent search, you can find all kinds of technologies that have been developed for years, decades. There's one from the U.S. Navy that's a different type of system. But all countries have these. And it's a matter of what Coach said earlier of our government needs to react in one of two ways. They'll either acknowledge it or they'll not acknowledge it. It looks like they've not acknowledged the previous fires that occurred as any sort of sun condition or magnetosphere condition. And now, I've not heard anything about these fires being attributed to any nation state other than from alternative news sources. So if you just do a Google search for patents on these things, you can find many, many systems. There's the handheld one. There it is. It's that simple. So you got a battery pack that powers this thing, and you carry this around and you blast people's weapons. So there's actually defense contracts out looking for protection against these kind of weapons, battlefield weapons, that'll help filter that energy. In other words, you know how you have noise-canceling headphones? Well, if you had a RF-canceling device on your gun, then whenever somebody blasts you with this, it'll immediately gather that frequency and filter it out before it hits your electronics.
Star Wars, baby!
That's different than a Faraday cage. A Faraday cage is more of a shield. And honestly, I don't believe in them because they're all dependent on the source of the energy. And if you got a nuclear blast next to you, it's going to have an EMP that's going to fry everything. But moreover, the shockwave and all the other damage, it won't matter if you have a Faraday cage on your car. It won't matter. So it depends on your geographic location to the impact point of the EMP.
So Mark, that's what an EMP does. Fries every part in your car. Every electronic part.
Just like a microwave, just like it does to the engine, it melts the little tiny pieces inside the chips that are connecting the chip to the legs that are soldered to the boards.
So they clearly have the ability now with an EMP to do that, to really destroy our technology.
Yes, the most basic understanding of an EMP is electrostatic discharge. Is you could sit and shock a remote control and zap the device and it won't work. And there's protection against ESD because it's no current. But this EMP device is you maintain current. You maintain a current flow which allows the metal to continue to heat up until it melts. So ESD, it discharges almost instantly and you don't have a lot of current flow. But this creates a current flow that'll melt the metal in a bridge in the middle of a street.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
You brought up about 5G. Mm-hmm. So is that the reason why they're pushing 5G for the whole world? Because that way they would be able to have the capability of pinpointing basically a needle in a haystack?
Yes, 5G is going to be used to, it's basically a larger monitoring system. So they can connect to all these devices. But as I talked about yesterday, all of this is remotely controlled, which means the antenna arrays could be taken over, all focused into a beam, not pointed at all these different things, and it could be pointed at your head. You know, and that could harm you.
No
so
kidding.
I'm just saying that 5G allows energy to be delivered remotely. Y'all want a wireless power? That's what 5G is. It's wireless power.
Hey, oh, Coach.
Yeah.
Would this be why Donald Trump says he's going to start another whole wing of on the military, only in the space?
What do you think, Mark?
Well, I know Obama disassembled a lot of our capability. I know Reagan, after Reagan's era, Star Wars was defunded, but not to say we didn't continue work, but you can look up government contracts that contain these patents. They contain the same wording, and you can do searches and find it. I used to get a report every morning of all this. I don't get that now. I need to continue getting that, but it's an awakening that this is there, but
hey, folks, listen, Mark, we're up against the clock. Man, this is fascinating.
Yep.
Folks, have you been noticing birds dropping out of the sky, bunches of birds dropping out of the sky? And here's what I want to try to connect to it. Go back and look at Genesis and look at the different wordings of what God did. God said something happened. God called. God made. God heard. But boy, when God spoke, boom! Something unbelievable happened. Energy, waves. And if we talk about this, lack of a better term, this fallen angel technology, it's only been since the beginning of the 20th century that we've taken leap year jumps forward in technology. Oh, Mark, this is so fascinating. So much stuff to be able to dig into. I feel like we've just scratched the surface. Folks, listen, tomorrow, Bradley Dean's going to be with us. I threatened to have him on a couple weeks ago. We weren't able to make the connection. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Bradley Dean will be on with us. And yes, Sheila Zielinski's coming back. Her father is sick. We didn't get her on the day that we tried to have her in. She's coming back. And go to davidhevener.tv and watch that video he did with John Ramirez regarding what the devil's doing, how they do it, casting spells. It is, we live in times like I can't even believe, folks. The times that we're now living. What a time to be alive. And scratch your head, think it through. Boy, what wondrous. Remember this. There are things coming upon the earth. The men's hearts are going to be failing them for fear. Amen. As this stuff begins to reveal what's going on. Amazing, amazing stuff. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow with Bradley.